Hello.
Hi, my name is Kenya. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested a call back?
Yes, this is she.
How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'm trying to start an unemployment claim. I called just today, and when I got a call back, it was after business hours, and I was trying to get the process started.
Oh, and then it's 15 minutes to you.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so long to call. You should have been called us.
I tried this morning, but my phone was acting up. Like, I kept calling, and they keep saying, call fails.
Oh, wow. We can give it a try. It usually takes roughly 30 minutes to do a whole application. So let's give it a try, because the system shuts down on its own at 5.
I ain't even mad at the system. If I was the system, I would sit down at 5, too. We'll probably be open.
And we've been rolling since 8 o'clock. I promise you we have.
Oh, Lord.
So come on, let's give it a try.
Is it too much for you? I'll call him back again tomorrow morning.
No, let's try to get it done. What's your social?
422-515-188.
And your name?
Jalen, J-L-E-A-N. And my last name is Betts, B's and Boy, E-T-T-S.
Your date of birth? This your first time filing?
No, I called yesterday also, and I didn't get a call back till after 5 o'clock. And they said they were going to get somebody to reach out to me, but they never did.
Okay. But this is your first time filing, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have to register you first, and then we have to file. Jesus, the offense. Let's see. Register. Miss Jalen,
J-A-L-E-A-N.
Jalen. A middle initial?
M.
And Betts, B-E-T-T-S, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your date of birth?
August 29th, 2000.
And your mother's maiden name?
Sloan, S-L-O-A-N.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that number?
1049-3318.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 0. Okay, I got you registered. Now I'm going to file your claim. What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No. I mean, sometimes.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have your name, Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
What's your email address?
jbetts.1254@outlook.com.
And it's jbetts.1254@outlook.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And your telephone number?
251-209-1134.
Okay. Date of birth. 08-29-2000. Scylla and Ian. And what state is your license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay, I have a couple of demographic questions for you. What's your race?
Okay. Black.
Do you consider yourself Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. Your gender?
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your address?
1603 ACE Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36610.
That's 1603 ACE Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36610. Is your mailing address
yes,
same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was your occupation?
I worked at Walmart.
Retail. Yeah. What did you do at Walmart?
I worked at online grocery.
Okay. Do you obtain, are you seeking work in the same occupation?
What does that mean?
Are you looking to do the same kind of work?
I mean, sure.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Nope.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? I'm sorry for that. You said nope.
You said it. Wait, what was the question? Was I...
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd say 20.
What's the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
11.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
Nope. I
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, I should have tried that. I done had stuff fall on me. I should wanna leave that alone.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April of 2023 and March of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you're approved for benefits, you have the options to receive payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit into a checking account.
And this into a brick and mortar?
Huh?
A bank you can walk into?
No.
They only take a bank you can walk into. They don't take Chime, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, none of that.
I'm going to need a prepaid card because I don't have a real bank.
Okay. And you said Walmart was your last employer?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a telephone number for Walmart?
No, ma'am.
We're going to need a telephone number.
Let me pull up the number they used to call me on.
Do you remember your start date?
Yes, March 23rd, 2023.
Girl, that's a national holiday in Montgomery. Good, yes, March 23rd.
And I got a phone.
Your last day work.
Oh, God, August 8th? I want to say it was August 8th. Because it was I came back that Monday. It was Wednesday.
Okay. And what's their telephone number?
251-645-8224.
We're almost finished. Why are you no longer working?
Because I was terminated.
What is the specific reason you're no longer working?
I mean, they told me my productivity wasn't increasing. And I had already been rolled up in the past, so he just thought it would be best for me to be let go. Yes, it was Wednesday, my last day of work. And that was the 7th, August 7th.
What's the name of the person who discharged you?
Camden Martin.
You said Camden?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's Camden's title?
He's my manager. He's the coach of an online grocery and pickup.
Okay. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I mean, I tried talking to him, but he said he has to terminate me. And after that point, after trying to see what I did wrong and see if I could explain myself, he said at this point in the moment, it's nothing else I could do about my employment. So I was terminated, so I left.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I guess my work did stay the same.
Okay.
I just thought if I didn't get worse, I'd be okay, but I guess not.
Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am. I've never been fired before.
No. Any prior warnings? Did he say, come on, I need you to do better? Did he give you any kind of warnings?
I mean, like a couple months ago, and okay. I did. So he told me my behavior, my productivity came a long way from what it was in the beginning, but he was looking for improvement in my workplace productivity, and it did not improve.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
My fingers are burning. Miss Jalen.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to get you in here today. It's almost that time, too. I need you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. We are almost finished.
Okay.
I have a couple more questions to ask you. Then I have a lengthy statement to read to you. And then we'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
What color is your 2004 Audi A6? Black, silver, white, yellow, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never been associated with that vehicle.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Auburn, Birmingham, Brewton, Decatur, or none of the above?
None of the above. I was in Montgomery.
Which of the following cities have a current or former association to you? Florence, Prattville, Chickasaw, Opelika, or none of the above?
Chickasaw.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 100 Dairy Road, 2160. Okay. Which of the following states does Gregory Betts currently live or own property? Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, West Virginia, or none of the above?
I mean, he lives in Alabama, but he don't own property.
Currently live or own property?
Oh, Alabama.
Okay. Do you understand that you're filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contain information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. One of those will be mailed to you, okay?
Okay.
The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by calling, write this number down, 1-800-752-752.
7389.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sundays as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. So starting this upcoming Sunday, which is August the 18th, that's, you can choose any day between Sunday and Friday as long as it's before 5 o'clock to file your first weekly certification, okay? You got that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Your PIN number is 8800.
8800.
Correct. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Again, one of those will be mailed to you. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at, write this number down, 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And you will call them Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Lastly, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Oh, it took it. Oh, praise Jesus. Okay. Thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is 498-117-505. That's 498-117-505. That's your transaction number. So your transaction number is a number that let you know that your claim has been filed. So let me go back because I was trying to rush. When you do your 3 work searches, you're going to put in work searches, just filling out applications.
Okay.
That's the word it's called, work search. So you're going to do that first. You're going to fill out 3 different ones. You say Target, Home Depot, what's another one down that way? Lowe's, as an example. You know what I'm saying? So when they ask you, even if you do it online, you can do it in-store with them. You can do it online, whichever way you want to fill it out. If you use the work engine, the search engine, Indeed, do not put Indeed. No, you will put Home Depot, Lowe's. Yes, you'll put the actual name. Thank you for understanding it. You just don't know. But thank you for putting it. Thank you for understanding it. So you'll put their names. You'll do that first and then call. Pick one day, only one day to call. So do your job search and then pick your one day to call and do your work search. And you'll do that every week, okay? 3 different ones every week until you get a full, until you get hired on. And once you get hired on a job, you don't have to call back and say, hey, I'm working. No, you do your weekly search that following week and then you don't do it anymore. Because that'll cover you for the week that you did. You get it? Okay. Do you have any other questions?
No. And what do I use to log into the portal?
You'll set it up. You'll go to ADOL. That's A as in Apple. D as in Delta. O as in Oscar. L as in Larry. ADOL.Alabama. Spell Alabama all the way out. .gov. Yeah, G-O-V. And then you're going to go to the IM tab. And then you'll hit claim it. And then when it pops up, the next screen will say, I am a claim it. And you'll scroll down to claim it portal. And it'll tell you how to set it up. And you'll set that up. But you will have to use that 8800 number. It'll ask you for it. That's how you'll know it's you. They'll know it's you. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Betsy, if you don't have any other questions, I'd like to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. And you have a great day on purpose.
You too. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.